Hey, it's Manoush, the host of New Tech City. And these days, the holidays are filled with gifts of unnecessary electronics. Who needs that cell phone from last year? And in that spirit, we bring you a show about waste. And actually, we've got a few ways to prevent waste, to harness those leftovers of all stripes, from the steam in your radiators to broken cell phones. We'll even follow the path of a discarded TV to see where it takes us.
Main contents that we try to take off first is the aluminum battery. You can see like some of the platinum.
This is, after all, New Tech City. A place where we want to upgrade to the newest phone, but we also recognize that that might not be the best thing for the environment. How to reconcile that?
Haven't we met before?
We have met before.
Well, once in a while, I get invited to interview smart people with big, important titles or formerly important titles.
Good to see you.
You too.
That's me hanging out with Al Gore at the Mashable Social Good Summit a little while back. He was there giving a hopeful speech about technology and democracy and the planet. And I figured he must have some good ideas on how to love the Earth and technology at the same time.
Here's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile being up to date with your gadgets and cool and having the latest iPhone with understanding what needs to be done about climate control? Because technology and global warming, how are they being linked in your mind?
Well, I think honestly that the new, of course, as you know, I'm on the board of Apple, and so you should take my enthusiasm with a grain of salt. Because I'm on the board and I'm a huge fan of Apple as a company.
Ah, things getting slightly uncomfortable here. The former vice president switches tack to the main topic of the speech he just delivered.
But that having been said, let me answer straightforwardly that I really, honestly, deeply believe that the new digital communications technologies and particularly widespread access to the Internet offer one of the greatest opportunities we have to reinvigorate democracy, reclaim our ability to make democracy work the way it's supposed to, and fight back against the fact that our democracy has been hacked by special interests. So I'm a big fan of empowering more people to use the Internet and to become active in a move. What should we call it? Occupied democracy.
Ah, fine idea, and a catchy brand, too. Totally on topic to his speech, but not exactly what I'm asking about. I try to get us back on track.
But how do you square that with the fact that to be so communicative and to get the message out there, a lot of it is keeping your phone up to date or getting the newest one? Where do we start to draw the line in terms of how we curb either our gadget buying or, I mean, it's a funny one for you, too. Like,
well,
you said, you're
not
on the board of Apple, but also really speaking out about climate change.
Yeah, sure. And as I say, you will take my comments with an appropriate grain of salt.
Okay, so at this point, he gives me the clothing company Patagonia as a good example of a brand that gets this whole consumer conundrum thing. They've got ads that say, don't buy a new jacket, even though they sell jackets. And so basically, he doesn't see this as a phone problem. It's a shopping problem.
It's the consumer economy generally. And I've written about this in my book, The Future, that came out earlier this year. Did I mention my book, The Future?
Tell me about your book.
Seriously. I do think that consumerism is a legitimate issue. I am a fan of the new iPhone.
It's a square peg round hole.
I don't think it has to be. I do think that empowering more people is seriously one of the ways to make democracy work the way it's supposed to.
I kind of felt let down by this exchange. But, I mean, honestly, I'm not really sure what I expected him to say. Don't update your phone unnecessarily. Pay a carbon penalty if you do. Apple should design a completely recyclable phone? I guess I just really wanted to hear the expert on environmentalism tell me if he thinks it's good or bad to always be buying the latest iPhone, even if the old one works.